dharmasyasya parantapa aprapya mam nivartante mrityu samsaravatmani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse. Faith is created by association with devotees. Unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of Vedic literature from great personalities, still have no faith in God. They are hesitant and cannot stay fixed in devotional service of the Lord. Thus, faith is a most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that faith in the complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. That is called real faith. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yatha taror mula nisheche chanena tripyanti tatskanda bujo pashaka prano paharachcha yatendriyanam tathaiva saravarhanam. By giving water to the root of a tree, one satisfies its branches, twigs, and leaves. And by supplying food to the stomach, one satisfies all the senses of the body. Similarly, by engaging in the transcendental service of the Supreme Lord, one automatically satisfies all the demigods and all other living entities. Therefore, after reading Bhagavad Gita, one should promptly come to the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. One should give up all other engagements and adopt the service of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. The personality of Godhead, if one is convinced of this philosophy of life, that is faith. Now, the development of that faith is the process of Krishna consciousness. There are three divisions of Krishna conscious men. In the third class are those who have no faith, even if they are officially engaged in devotional service. They cannot achieve the highest perfectional stage. Most probably they will slip after some time. They may become engaged, but because they haven't complete conviction and faith, it is very difficult for them to continue in Krishna consciousness. We have practical experience in discharging our missionary activity that some people come and apply themselves to Krishna consciousness with some hidden motive. And as soon as they are economically a little well situated, they give up this process and take to their old ways again. It is only by faith that one can advance in Krishna consciousness. As far as the development of faith is concerned, one who is well versed in the literatures of devotional service and has attained the stage of firm faith is called a first-class person in Krishna consciousness. And in the second class are those who are not very advanced in understanding the devotional scriptures, but who automatically have firm faith that Krishna bhakti, or service to Krishna, is the best course, and so, in good faith, have taken it up. Thus, they are superior to the third class, who have neither perfect knowledge of the scriptures nor good faith, but by association and simplicity are trying to follow. The third class person in Krishna consciousness may fall down, but when one is in the second class, he does not fall down. And for the first class person in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of falling down. One in the first class will surely make progress and achieve the result at the end. As far as the third class person in Krishna consciousness is concerned, although he has faith in the conviction that devotional service to Krishna is very good, he has not yet gained adequate knowledge of Krishna through the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes these third class persons in Krishna consciousness have some tendency toward karma yoga and jnana yoga, and sometimes they are disturbed. But as soon as the infection of karma yoga or jnana yoga is vanquished, they become second class or first class persons in Krishna consciousness. Faith in Krishna is also divided into three stages and described in Srimad Bhagavatam. First class attachment, second class attachment, and third class attachment are also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto. Those who have no faith, even after hearing about Krishna and the excellence of devotional service, who think that it is simply eulogy, find the path very difficult. Even if they are supposedly engaged in devotional service, for them there is very little hope of gaining perfection. Thus, faith is very important in the discharge of devotional service. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Reading this afternoon from chapter 9, text 3 of Sri Bhagavad Gita. This chapter is entitled The Most Confidential Knowledge. The basis of this confidential knowledge is faith. Faith is the seed of bhakti. Our advancement can only be in proportion to our faith. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains herein, as quoted by Srila Prabhupada, definition of faith. That faith in the complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. That is called real faith. In this age of Kali, whatever little faith we have acquired is continuously under attack. bahunam janmanamante jnanabhamam papadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samaharmasati. It is only after many, many births and deaths that one can even associate with those devotees who are aspiring to surrender to the Supreme Lord. In that association, one can gain faith. And it is only by that association that our faith can be protected and expanded. Thus, Srila Rupa Goswami has very clearly explained that the association of devotees with faith is preliminary to all the processes of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada herein explains that people can read scriptures quite thoroughly and not even have proper faith in what is being spoken. The residents of Vrindavan, they were simple. They did not have necessarily, at least manifested in that particular lila, great academic knowledge of the scriptures. But they had simple faith that if they simply please Krishna, that their life is perfect. Faith means we must understand with conviction that Krishna is the cause of all causes, that he is the ultimate goal of life, and by loving him and serving him, that is perfection. And the process of attaining that love is through service. It is our eternal constitutional position to serve Krishna. This is blind faith.
Prabhupada said, even if you have blind faith in the right thing, that's all right.
The definition of word jugglery is to state a fact but misapply it to the wrong place.
I couldn't understand that. Right.
This is a very critically important subject matter. Manushyanam sahasreshu kashtijatitishyathaye. To come to the association of devotees, to receive the seed of faith in the heart, only comes after millions upon millions of births of wandering through this material existence. That faith is the most precious treasure that can be attained anywhere. And how we live, who we associate with, what we do, what we speak, determines whether that faith is nourished or destroyed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained that a Vaishnava must associate with sincere, simple-hearted devotees who have faith. Faith that Krishna is the Lord and the process of bhakti is the way to achieve it. And to avoid association with those who are too much addicted to materialistic life and those who do not have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Because materialistic endeavors for enjoyment is a type of lack of faith. This material existence is the shadow of the spiritual world. Material existence, as explained in Sri Brahma Samhita, which is created, maintained, and ultimately destroyed by Durga Devi, is simply the shadow of Krishna. Real light we must turn toward the sun. If we turn our backs toward the sun and look in the opposite direction, we will see our shadow. Shadow is darkness. This material world, everyone is chasing birth after birth after birth after these shadows. But Krishna appears, sends his scriptures, his own words, sends his devotees to tell us, turn around, you're going the wrong direction. You're running deeper and deeper and deeper into darkness. Turn toward the light, toward the Supreme Personality of God. And what is that turning? That is turning our attention and our values in life. As long as we chase after the shadows of enjoyment, there's no substance. There's no real pleasure. The senses cannot really enjoy. It is the soul that is the enjoyer. The senses are a medium by which the soul tries to artificially enjoy, an illusion. But yet this has become the goal of life. To live, to think, to speak under the dictation of the mind and senses, trying to find happiness. But real happiness, the soul is longing for, is eternal. The all-attractive, beautiful association of Krishna. This Krishna consciousness movement is simply educating people on the philosophy and the practical application of that philosophy by which we can turn away from the superficial, artificial, illusory shadow of happiness and turn again toward Krishna, who is the reservoir of all pleasure. In this age of Kali, Krishna has appeared within his name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very clearly instructed us that if we simply have faith that Krishna is non-different than his name, if we simply have faith that by chanting Hare Krishna and living in a spirit of service to Krishna, all the desires of the soul will be fulfilled, then we will go back home, back to Godhead, without a doubt. Srila Prabhupada, out of his great concern for the real spiritual progress of his followers, often tested our faith, challenged our faith. Why? To make it very clear to us the ultimate necessity of properly situating our faith. We put our faith in the Word of God. Srila Prabhupada quoted one so-called very spiritual person that he was in contact with in his younger years. And he said to Srila Prabhupada, "Why are you taking this food and offering it to an idol? Why don't you offer it to the poor?" After all, the idol doesn't eat. The poor will eat. Srila Prabhupada explained that in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he declares, "Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta prayachati ashnami prayata." That you offer leaf, fruit, flower, or water with devotion, I will accept it. I will eat it. Srila Prabhupada said to this man, "Who should I believe? Krishna says he eats. You say Krishna doesn't eat. Will I believe in Krishna? Or will I believe in a fool, a loafer like you?" So we accept our knowledge according to what has descended in disciplic succession, which is the word of Krishna. And however inconceivable, impossible it may seem, what is spoken, we understand this is the truth descending from the spiritual realm of reality. The truth that is coming from the soils of this material creation may be to some extent comprehensible by our mind and senses, logical and possible. But Krishna is speaking from the realm of absolute, from the abode where everything is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Krishna is the creator of all creators, the maintainer of all maintainers, and the destroyer of all destroyers. Krishna explains in Gita, "When you understand what I speak, Arjuna, then you'll understand everything phenomenal and nominal. There's nothing further to be known." But unfortunately, because we are not able with our senses to see Krishna, to necessarily personally sit with Krishna and talk to Krishna, we do not necessarily take his words literally. But this is the difference between the path of bhakti and the path of jnana or karma. In the path of bhakti, we understand Krishna is a person and he is speaking, and therefore it must be taken literally. No doubt, within the literal words of Krishna, there is much symbolism, there is much philosophical investigation that can be made, in deeper and deeper understandings of what's being said. But it is the Word of God. When Krishna says, Man manabhava mad bhakto mad yajimna namaskuru mam evaishashi shatyam te prati jani priyoshime, we must believe it as truth, infallible. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your homage to me. In this way you will come to me without fail. This is my promise, because you are my dear friend. This is the essence of Gita. To always think of Krishna, to become Krishna's devotee. People in this world are offering their respects, their homage to so many great persons. But Krishna explains in Gita, whatever greatness you see, I am the origin. All fantastic things of this creation are just a spark of my splendor. This material nature is working under his direction. Thus, a devotee has faith if I simply think of Krishna. All the treasures of the ultimate perfection of life will be achieved. But how to maintain that faith in a world where faithlessness is promoted everywhere? In the schools, in homes, in the business world, in the political world, the whole social arena is challenging your faith. One of the greatest challenges is all around, people are trying to exploit us by convincing us that we are the enjoyers. But faith in Krishna means certainty, conviction, that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, that I am meant for his enjoyment. Therefore, my life is meant to serve, not selfishly, but selflessly. But everywhere we turn, practically everyone around us is trying to promote this false ego that you are the enjoyer. And everybody else is thinking that they are the enjoyer. And if you think you're the enjoyer and they think they're the enjoyer, there is competition. That competition perpetuates in such a way that it totally entangles us in this illusion. How to get out? How to establish real faith? This is what we want as Vaishnavas, real faith, not show bottle faith. Not temporary illusion of faith, but deep-seated faith. In that faith, Krishna is revealed. That is the process of Vaidhi Bhakti. That is the process of Raghunuga Bhakti. That is the whole process of Sarana Bhakti. Development of our faith, increasing the intensity and ultimately the spontaneity of our faith. The Vaidhi Bhakti principles, we don't have that much faith. There's a seed there. We want to protect it. We want to water it by hearing and chanting. If we hear about Krishna from the proper authorized sources, our intelligence, our mind is convinced that Krishna conscious life is the right life. As we hear more and more about Krishna, we become more and more attracted to Krishna. We develop more and more faith in Krishna in every situation. When problem or need comes into our life, we are no longer taking shelter of the fallible soldiers of material illusion, but we take shelter of Krishna. That is how we can understand that faith is growing at the time of crisis. Where do we take shelter? Are we turning to Krishna? Are we turning to the Srimad Bhagavatam, to the Bhagavad Gita for refuge? Are we turning to the association of devotees, the very vessels of Krishna's mercy? Are we praying to our spiritual master? Are we crying out the holy names? Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Or do we turn to the false promises of the illusory energy? So the principle of Aidi Bhakti is by chanting the holy names, by hearing the glories of the Lord in the association of devotees, by following regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. By avoiding prajalpa, by accepting what's favorable for Krishna consciousness and rejecting what's unfavorable. And essentially, all that is favorable or unfavorable pertains to our association. Who we associate with, what we associate with. Through this process, we gradually become purified. And as we become purified, our faith becomes deeper, more concentrated, and stronger, like a tree. From a seed, it becomes like a tree. And when we have such conviction that we naturally just turn to Krishna, we love to hear about Krishna, we love to chant about Krishna, we love to run to the temple to see the deity of Krishna, we want to serve Krishna, we want to serve the devotees. That firm faith is the beginning of spontaneous devotion. But even on that platform, we find Bharat Maharaj. He achieved the level of bhava, preliminary stage of spontaneous love of Krishna. But still, because he did not have the association of devotees, because he associated by offering the affection of his heart to the mortal things of this world, he fell down from his devotional principles. So at every level of our Krishna consciousness, up until perfection, it is essential that we associate with those people, those activities that will protect and encourage our faith. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That Krishna is none different than His name. And that by the process of hearing and chanting His glories and rendering His service, we will achieve all perfection. This is my introduction to His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj and His Holiness Chandramali Maharaj, two very faithful, beloved associates and followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the beginning of the Krishna consciousness movement in New York City, San Francisco, Montreal, when we speak to some of the very beginning devotees, one of the things that impressed them to a startling degree about Srila Prabhupada was his conviction. When Srila Prabhupada said, "Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead," he believed it. He meant it. He knew it. He realized it. He was seeing it. When Srila Prabhupada quoted from the scriptures, even if what he spoke appeared very much contradictory to the modern conception of what is reality, he spoke with certainty. Why? Because he had that faith. That is quality of pure devotee. And that faith can carry us across all obstacles. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devakan Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Queen Kunti had that faith. Whether she was in a burning house, whether her children were being poisoned, banished, the worst atrocities that could possibly happen to a human being were inflicted upon her. But she welcomed them because it helped her to remember Krishna and chant Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
That is what we want. We don't care for money, we don't care for popularity, we don't care for material comforts. They will not bring us happiness. They are all like drops of water on a lotus leaf. Temporary, fleeting. We want that faith in Krishna. Therefore, we must chant his name. We must hear his glories, his teachings. We must come and associate with his devotees. We must serve those devotees.
So with these few words, I would like to introduce His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj. Let us all welcome him to Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. Of course, he's here more than me, but still, for my purification, we welcome him. And we'd like to welcome Chandramali Swami Maharaj, who has come all the way from Chicago, USA. Everyone, please welcome him. We request you to both speak on the subject of whatever is in your heart.
I'll speak about something else that would be better. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurn Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitana Manabhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kodama Yam Dathati Shatadantika. In Toronto, Canada,
Srila Prabhupada once spoke on this verse, Ashradhana Purusha, and there Srila Prabhupada gave a different meaning, different translation. Shraddha, Prabhupada said, meant interest. Interest. And Prabhupada, there was a big hall full of people, and mostly, in fact, from the Indian community, large Indian community in Toronto. We have a big church there for a temple, very big church building. So it was all full, Prabhupada was speaking. Ashradhana Purusha, that the problem is that we have no interest. That Krishna says that by simply understanding the science of Krishna, Chakradeham Punarjanma Naiti, we can be freed from birth and death. Mamiti, and go back home, back to Godhead. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, simply by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, simply by devotional service. But Prabhupada said the problem is that we have no interest. Ashradhana Purusha. We have no interest. This is the problem. Ashradha. Shraddha means faith, or Shraddha means also interest. This is the unfortunate situation of the conditioned soul. He has no interest in Krishna. If you tell him there's a meeting about Krishna, he's not interested. If you tell him there's a meeting about money, he's keenly interested. We're interested in money, we're interested in women, we're interested in so many things. We're interested in whatever it is on the television, let me see. We're interested in the newspapers. Although it's of so little consequence to us, we have to have our daily newspaper and read it with great interest. For that we have interest. And for Bhagavad Gita, for Srimad Bhagavatam, for Krishna consciousness, hardly any interest. This is conditioned life. Ashradhana Purusha Dharmasyasya Parantipa. And therefore the result is Aprapyamam. If we're not interested in Krishna, how will we attain Krishna? If we're not even interested, Krishna is available. Or even if we think that Krishna was not available, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making Krishna available. You chant Hare Krishna and Krishna is available. Even for that we have no interest. That, all right, philosophy, if we're not interested, it may be understood that a very technical subject or a very... difficult to understand. But chant Hare Krishna, dance, that also. As soon as it's Krishna, we're not interested. Especially in the Western countries, to dance with ladies, to dance. That dancing I'll be interested, but dancing before the deity of Krishna, no interest. No interest, no time. It's expressed that way also. Because for what I'm interested in, I have all the time in the world. And if I'm not interested, I say, sorry, no time. No time. Too busy. So we go out on the streets and we try to tell people about Krishna. We offer them a book. And, sorry, no time, no time. Prabhupada wrote an article in the Back to Godhead back in the early days, 1940s. No time, the great disease of the conditioned soul. The rascal has plenty of time. For smoking, for drinking, for sense gratification, time is no problem. But even a few moments for chanting Hare Krishna or hearing about Krishna, no time. Sorry, no time. No time. Too busy. Well, because he has no interest. Therefore, how can he become Krishna conscious? How can he attain Krishna? It's not a startling thing. It's a common sense thing. If you have no interest in Krishna, you're not going to reach Krishna. If I have no interest in India, I'm not going to go to India. If I have no interest in Vietnam, I'm not going to go to Vietnam. If I have no interest in Krishna, I'm not going to go to Krishna. I don't even have any interest. Now Krishna is inviting, come back to Godhead, get free from material miseries. But we're not interested. We're not interested. And for giving Krishna consciousness, what to speak of taking Krishna consciousness, then certainly giving Krishna consciousness, the government, if you ask the government men, they're very interested in getting re-elected, they're very interested in taking money, they're very interested in big, big programs for social welfare, social upliftment, this, that, economic development, 5-year plan, 10-year plan. For so many things they're interested. But for Krishna consciousness, hardly any interest. Hardly any interest. There are many places they have an interest in keeping it down. In keeping it down. If they had an interest, they could help spread this consciousness for the welfare of everyone. But they have no interest for themselves even, and what to speak of others. They don't know their self-interest. They don't know what's actually for their welfare, and what to speak of the welfare of others. Therefore, they're cheaters. A leader should know what's in the best interest of others, what's for the welfare of others, what will help and do good for others. But they have no idea. Therefore, they take a poll. In America, or now in India also, this system is coming. You take a poll and you find out what people want. And then you say, yes, I'm giving that. You put your finger up in the air, you say, see which way the wind is blowing. And then you go that way. Oh, you're looking for this, this, this. Yes, that's what my party stands for. You want this? Yes, that we stand for that also. You want that? Yes, also, that's our party. Because he has no program for the actual welfare of others, he listens very carefully. What nonsense do they want? And then he promises that. Because he doesn't know. The teacher, the politician, the scientist, so many leaders of human society, the journalists, newspaper commentators, they don't know. And they never took interest. Well, they don't reach Krishna. And then what happens if you don't reach Krishna? Aprapya mam nivartante mrityu sangsara vartane. If you don't go to Krishna, you got to go somewhere. They don't even know where they're going. Sometimes they say that what comes after this life is a great mystery. And that's all they say about it. It's a mystery, boss. They have no interest in trying to solve that mystery. They have no interest in trying to deal with that mystery. They have no interest in getting clear information about that mystery. It's a mystery, boss. That what is the purpose of life? If you want, you hold a discussion, what is the purpose of life? Oh, such a boring topic. They just put it aside. No interest. Programming in C++. Yes, now I'm interested. Well, this is the unfortunate condition of the world. And the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to bring good fortune to even those who have no interest. As Radhanath Maharaj was saying, that if we get the association of devotees who are sincere and serious devotees, then our faith or our interest in Krishna can develop. Huh? Otherwise, very difficult on our own. But when we associate with devotees, then by the well wishes of those devotees, by the efforts of those devotees, by the transcendental process of hearing from those devotees, our interests can be awakened. By electricity, if you associate, you touch something which is touching the electrical connection, then you become electrified. So that happens. Even the materialistic persons, when they come for some time into the association of devotees, their hearts can change. Their hearts can change. So therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement, we have our centers like this to invite people to come. And because people may not come, we don't sit in the temple only, waiting. It's not that the lion sits on the forest path with his mouth open, waiting for the animals to walk in. He goes out. So, of course, the lion's purpose is to devour the animals. But our purpose is not like that. They're already being devoured in the jaws of death. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is to save them from the jaws of death. So for that reason, our parties go out, they chant Hare Krishna, they distribute this literature about Krishna. People are, they have an interest in reading something. I know my reading followed the following pattern. Whatever came into my hands, I'd read it. Doesn't matter. It could be a newspaper, it could be a book, it could be the side of a package, anything. If somehow or other, if it's in my vicinity, chances are that I'll read it. Doesn't matter. It may be the most foolish nonsense. It may be a great novel, it may be science, it may be anything. If it's, I have an interest in reading, that's all. And because mostly the books are all nonsense, I'm reading all nonsense. Like a hungry man, he's hungry, so whatever food is there, he's going to eat. So our business is that people have this tendency to read something, so we push our transcendental books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the message of Krishna, authorized message, so they'll get this interest. Do you have an interest in reading? All right, read this. Even one page, half a page, two pages. And by that transcendental process, to associate with a devotee, even Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha, even for a moment, even to read a page, even to say Hare Krishna once. Therefore, the devotees are not sitting down only, enjoying Krishna consciousness. They go out. Jai Dako Tarikaho Krishna Upadesh. Tell someone, my friends, my colleagues, my family members, my somebody, this message of Krishna. That's Lord Chaitanya's movement. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. the ocean of bliss that increases, not stagnates, increases. This is the nature of spiritual pleasure, or the nature of spiritual faith. If we are able to communicate this faith to others, our faith will also grow. Our faith will also grow. We'll see that someone else, now he's becoming, I said two words to him, and somehow he picked it up, and he's becoming Krishna conscious. Then my Krishna consciousness also grows, increases. Huh? And I see he's becoming more Krishna. In this way, Anandam Buddhi Bhardhanam. The next man is taking, next man is taking, next man is taking. So, for this purpose, our Krishna consciousness movement is there, so our faith can grow, our interest can grow, that little seed can become a great tree, kalpa viksha, all desires will be satisfied. Hare Krishna.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Shimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtadyade Satarine. So, very honored, happy to be able to be back here in Bombay amongst all the devotees. And I was listening to both Radhanath Maharaj speak on how important it is to become Krishna conscious and how the life or the existence we call in this material world is simply an existence of illusion, bondage, suffering, and ultimately rebirth. And also His Holiness Jayadwaita Maharaj so very clearly, very profoundly explained the nature of the conditioned souls in the material world and their lack of desire to do something ultimately for their benefit, and that how that lack ultimately comes out in so many excuses, no time, our other interests. The living entity in the material world is most unfortunate. But amongst all this, the process of Krishna consciousness, as Srila Prabhupada said, is to make the unfortunate fortunate. I was thinking, as Jayadwaita Maharaj was explaining that same story, how when Srila Prabhupada, back in the 1940s, began his newspaper, Back to Godhead, he was distributing on the streets of Calcutta, just for a few pice, and people would say, no time. No time. Time for everything else. But what is ultimately their own best interest? And material life is such that the living entity struggles. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that during the day, the conditioned soul is simply trying to accumulate money and maintain family members, and in the evening time, trying to find some satisfaction, sense gratification, in the form of sleep or sex indulgence, simply like the animals. Human form of life ultimately is God realization. Unless the living entity comes to the platform of understanding that that is the only real goal of the human form of life, they have not actually entered into the realm of human existence. That is what the word Aryan, Srila Prabhupada explains, There was the misuse of this word, actually, by certain social and political leaders, that Aryan meant a certain class of people according to certain birth or a certain geographical distinction, country. But actually, Aryan means advanced, one who actually knows the goal of life. This is the Aryan civilization. And that culture, those teachings, are there in the Vedas, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. And to get an interest for these things, we have to associate with those who have that interest. Srila Prabhupada uses a negative example sometimes. If you associate with those who are doing sinful activities, naturally you will also have the tendency to take on those same sinful activities. You will also be affected by that and develop the same habits. Association with those devotees or those persons who actually made the goal of life the lotus feet of the Lord in the process of devotional service is very powerful. There's one verse, sadhu sangha sarva sastri hoy, lava mata sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. This word, lava mata, it's very interesting understanding. Lava mata means 1/11th of a second. The scriptures explain that that much association, that means that one is completely absorbed in that association. For that a moment of time, one can become purified from one's desires to enjoy this material world and actually develop a sincere interest to become Krishna conscious. To get that enthusiasm to want to become Krishna consciousness comes through association. And through that that association is understood through service. Shushusha Saradananam Vasudeva Kataruchi Shyanmihap Seva Vipra Punya Tita Tirtana Sevana. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that serving those devotees who are free from all vice, great service is done. And by that service, one gets an affinity, one gets an attraction. One wants to hear the message of the Lord. And if one gets that, one is fortunate. One is considered to have ultimately attained their real fortune. To want to really, from deep but down within one's heart, to want to chant the holy names of the Lord, to want to hear the messages of the Lord, to want to engage in devotional service. Maya is very, very powerful. And Maya is constantly, Srila Prabhupada explains that the material energy is there, our contamination from so many lifetimes of association with the same material energy is also there. And Krishna is a hoaxaja. He's beyond the reach of one's senses. So there are so many drawbacks in our conditional life in order to overcome. But through that association, through that sincere service, we actually get a taste to hear the message of the Supreme Personality. His name, fame, form, pastimes. These things are natural. It is explained that if the living entity does not have this desire, then there's something wrong. There's something wrong. If we do not want to chant Krishna's name, that means we need to chant Krishna's name. If we do not want to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, that means the disease is severe. That means there's a need for it. There's an urgency, because it is natural for the soul to become attracted to the holy names of the Lord, to the pastimes of the Lord, to the service of the Lord. This is the nature of the soul. So in order to awaken that, it takes what is called lauyam, strong desire. And that strong desire is awakened in association with those who have that desire, through service, through association, and through the practice of devotional service. So although the material energy has so many arrangements, no time or other interests, we have to be aware that these things are simply meant to distract us from our real goal of life. And as long as we keep becoming attracted and distracted and unenthusiastic, then the process of Krishna consciousness is very, very difficult, very slow. So we have to say no to Maya and say yes to Krishna. And by adopting a mood of enthusiasm in the process, Rupa Goswami explains enthusiasm is the first step in one's spiritual practice. Enthusiasm means to apply one's intelligence in executing the process of devotional service. Maya is very strong, and Maya is also much more trickier than we are. But the process is there. The mercy of the spiritual master is there. The association of the great devotees are there. And everything is there. We simply have to see that this is where our real interest lies. And whether one feels like it or doesn't feel like it, we should always be enthusiastic to chant Krishna's name, to hear the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, to engage in devotional service. And gradually, through that association, as the iron rod becomes more and more hot by being placed into the fire, the qualities of that iron rod become like fire. Soon our consciousness also becomes fired up in Krishna consciousness. So it is both quantity and quality. We have to see where our real interest lies. I think this is the theme of His Holiness Radhana Swami's lecture and Jayadvaita Maharaj's lecture today. The importance of becoming Krishna conscious. It's a matter of life and death. Life means something beyond this body, and death means that to accept this material life as the ultimate goal in life. That means death. No matter what that outcome of that acceptance is, simply it ends in death. Life is something else. Life is beyond this body. This body is dead. It's dead. The only thing that gives life to the body is the soul. His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada explains, if you take this hand and you cut it off, and then nobody cares for it. It lies in the street, somebody can run over it, and it has no meaning. So simply, when we are cut off from Krishna, we are dead. We are dead. And when we are connected with Krishna, then we actually have meaning, we have purpose, we have life, we have enthusiasm. The false enthusiasm of the materialist in this world is simply the hope that somehow or other I will become happy. It's called Maya Sukhaya. That someday I'll achieve some happiness. Srila Prabhupada uses the example, just like the carrot in front of the nose of the donkey. He's thinking that if I just continue to move forward, even though it is a big, heavy load on my back, sooner or later I will get this carrot, and it'll be worth all my endeavors. And even if he does get the carrot, what is the value of such? And that is the promise of this Maya in this material world. A little bit of sense gratification. It's like a man in the desert. He gets one drop of water and he thinks, aha, I've achieved something. No one can be satisfied in this material world. Even with... We see that the greatest persons who have achieved everything are the most miserable. They're the most miserable. They have the most divorces. They have the most suicide rates. They have the most intoxication, the most illicit activities. When you become famous or popular or rich or achieve some position in this material world, you become degraded. You become degraded. You don't become pious. You don't become humble. You don't become devotional. You become degraded. So what is the value of such things? So ultimately, Srimad Bhagavatam explains over and over again that the goal of life is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Through the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And as His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has constantly emphasizes through his life and through his teachings, service to the Vaishnavas. These two things are the essence of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.